if you have a relationship with these people.
Yeah, he's faithful, exactly. And everything he does it for your good, and he surrounds you with favor. When you trust some of those basic things, and then something comes to you that threatens you and makes you feel fearful, that came through your five senses, you can automatically identify it as the devil and reject it. You see what I mean?
And
what's really important, Mary, is it is important to counteract what the devil says with faith. And if you look at the way he seduced Eve, his final argument is the exact opposite of what God said. So if you hear a word from the devil and you want to know the truth, flip around what the devil's saying, and that's the truth. For example, if you hear the thought, you're going to die, right then and there, out your mouth, you need to say, Father God, I thank you that I'm going to live.
So you can't say you have doubt anymore, because you need to turn it around and say, I have faith in God, because God is faithful.
Exactly. God's not going to answer your prayer because you're doubting. Father God, I thank you that you have given me the measure of faith. You see? That's a good one, Laura. That's new for me, what you just said. Father, yeah, because the devil, don't he do that? Try to make you think you're doubting all the time? Father God, I thank you that you have given me faith. You are faithful, and I have faith in your faithfulness. I have faith in your faith, God. I thank you that you've given me the measure. The Bible says he's given to every man the measure of faith. Father God, I thank you have given me the measure of faith. There you go. That's a really good one, Laura. I like that one.
Thanks.